The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm so excited I'm live this week. That's not always the case, so happy to be live with you all. And chatting today about never enough money and always too much. Now, what the hell is that? It's a really fun energy that I've played with for a long time that makes absolutely no sense at all. And that's one of the things that I love about it. And I just love money conversations. I have this crazy point of view that people should have money if they would like to have it, and that it's not, doesn't have to be actually quite so hard as we make it. So hopefully this conversation will be a contribution to opening up some things in your world around creating money, having money, and what is it to have never enough money and always too much to spend? So it's actually a question, a process in access consciousness. What energy, space, and consciousness can I be to have never enough money and always too much to spend? And it was a question that I resisted really dynamically for a long time when I first heard it. And I was like, why would I ask for that? Why would I ask to have never enough money? The always too much to spend, that made sense to me. But why would I ask for never enough money? That just doesn't, I don't want to ask for never enough money. And I had a conversation with Simone Millicis, she runs Access Consciousness. She's now starting to facilitate some of the advanced classes in Access and created the Joy of Business, which I'm a facilitator of. And I was talking to her about that process at one point in that question. And of course, she was like, well, you know, if you have resistance to it, maybe you should start asking for it. And so I did. I started asking for it a lot, frequently, often, daily, dynamically. And my money reality started changing. And it was just funny, like I realized that never enough money is actually something that is actually true for a lot of people. And in this reality, in this world, we think that not enough or never enough is actually wrong. Like if you don't have enough of something that's wrong, that needs to be fixed, it needs to be addressed, it needs to be taken care of, rather than never enough. That's kind of my operative state of being. And it's also something that we're made so wrong for in this world. Like people who are seekers, who would like to have more in their lives, tend to also be, you know, people that are always asking for more. And when you're always asking for more, I know as a kid, there were moments where it was like, I was sort of, you know, given that sideways look or whatever of like, you're asking for too much, you know, as soon as I would get something, I would want more, you know, and it was sort of like, well, you're greedy, you're, you know, You're not grateful for what you have. That's a big one. You're not, how can't you just be grateful for what you have? How many people have been asked that question before? And I just remember being like, oh my God, I'm so wrong. Like, I always want more. I must be greedy. I must not be grateful. I must be wrong. I must be greedy. I must not be grateful. I always want more and more and more and more. And turns out that can actually be a greatness. It can actually be part of the greatness of you when you are willing to have more and ask for more and see that there's always more. There's always more. There's always more money. There's always more possibilities. There's always more joy. There's always more beauty. There's always more contribution and orgasmic living and things that you can create in the world. What if never enough and is the awareness that there's always more? And what if it isn't wrong? What if your desire for more is not wrong? And what if your desire for more that creates the reality of never enough is not wrong? So anywhere that you've made it wrong and anywhere that you've made you wrong for having never enough of anything, rather than acknowledging that as the greatness of you, will you destroy and uncreate that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, whiz, mance. Now, if you're wondering what the hell I just said, that is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. It actually is a sort of a condensed version, like abbreviation of a whole lot of words and a whole lot of energies that basically just clear stuff. Clear, like all the judgments and the points of view that we have, making ourselves wrong. So never enough, always too much, never enough, never enough, never enough. Everywhere that you've, I'm going to run two processes that you could even put on a loop. And if you, you know, these are Access Consciousness clearings. So they're literally designed to bring up an energy, to make you aware of an energy and to bring up an energy, and then we can clear it. We can clear the energy that stays in your way, stands in your way of having what you'd like to have, and also allow there to be space for more. So my two favorite processes around this that I ran together simultaneously, like back to back for a very long time. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be? So what energy can you be? What space can you be? What consciousness can you be? Which is really that, like, energy, space, and consciousness are what actually creates everything. It's not matter and time. It's actually energy, space, consciousness that creates everything. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to have never enough money and always too much to spend? And everything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pot, shirts, boys, and hands. So if you have never enough money and always too much to spend, you'll always be asking for more. You'll always be creating more. And you will also always have an amount of money that is way more than you could ever spend. What would that be like? Would that be fun? Now, here's the other one that I added to it that I really love. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about never enough always being a lessening view that keeps you from having too much money to spend? From having always too much money to spend. And everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pop, tourist, boys, beyond. So if never enough is always a lessening of you, then you, in order to have a never enough reality, you have to be constantly diminishing you. You have to be lessening you. You have to be making yourself wrong. What if never enough was not always a lessening of you? What if never enough was the greatness of you? What if never enough was the acknowledgement that you know that there's always more and that you're willing to ask for it? You're willing to go get it. You're willing to make it happen. You're willing to have that show up in your life as your life. So everything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shirts, boys, bands. Never enough is not actually a lessening of you. Never enough is the greatness of you. Well, never enough is just whatever it is that you decide that it is. It is your point of view, right? Your point of view creates your reality. So if you have the point of view that never enough is this brilliant space that you be, that is always going to be asking for more, creating more, desiring more, what would that be like? And what could you then create? Like if you truly got out of the wrongness of you, of your desire for more, of your constant, incessant, irrepressible desire for more being wrong, and you were willing to claim on and acknowledge the brilliance of that, the brilliance of you, the rightness of that, the rightness of you, what would that create in your world? What would that be like? What would your life be like if it was like, yeah, more. I'm going to have more. Everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, with the ends. I've told this story a few times, so you may have heard it before, but I just love this story because to me, this is such an example of how this shows up. My son, Jaden, who is now almost 10, when he was little, he was probably five. No, maybe, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't that long ago. Maybe he was like six or seven. Anyway, we were at the store and he saw a suit, a little kid suit. And he was like, Mom, I want this suit. I want to have a suit. And I'm like, great, let's get you a suit. I always like to, just, you know, when my children ask for things that are like that have an elegance and a beauty to them, I love to support that as their reality. And that's very much his reality. His reality is very much never enough and always too much to spend. So I bought him the suit. And we're walking out to the car and he says to me, I'd like to go to a black tie restaurant wearing my suit. And I'm like, okay, let's do that. You know, let's create that. And I said, you know, and a black tie restaurant actually is, you know, if you're going black tie, you'd actually have to have a tuxedo. And he's like, wait a minute, what's a tuxedo? Like his whole world was like, hold on a second. There's something even greater than a suit, than this suit that I haven't even taken out of the bag and taken the price tags off of. Okay, well, I want a tuxedo. He hadn't even worn the suit. He hadn't even taken it out of the bag. He hadn't even put it on yet. And he was already upgrading to a tuxedo. Now, a lot of us in our childhood, you know, or maybe this might even be true if you're a parent now, but a lot, I know for me, like a lot of us in our childhood would have at that point gotten the, can't you just be grateful for what you have? I just bought you a suit and now all of a sudden it's not enough and you want a tuxedo. Can't you just be grateful? I just bought you a suit, you know? But for me, it was like, I am not interested in raising children that ever are willing to have the mediocrity of enough. Enough to me is there's a mediocrity that goes with that. There's a sense of like, okay, it's enough. I have enough money. I have enough this, I have enough that. And there's this energy of sort of settling and going, yeah, okay, fine. You know, I'm not interested in raising children that are willing to settle for the mediocrity of enough. I would love for my children, if they choose, to have the awareness of more, 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 and what that can create in their world and in the world. And, so I actually, really, you know, in that moment, it was like, hell yes, we'll get you a tuxedo. You know, like you're upgrading before this thing's even out of the bag. Let's do it. Let's get you a tuxedo. So, what would it be like to be that with you, to be that with yourself, to be like, yep, I just got this and now I'd like to have more, you know? And you know, one of the key energies here too, is there is some wisdom to the gratitude conversation. I mean, gratitude is a huge vital energy to creation. So it's not about, you don't need to be grateful, just keep asking for more, because that actually doesn't create. That when you don't have gratitude, you are diminishing, eliminating, and just like not acknowledging what you've created. So gratitude can be this energy that allows you to pull even more into your world dynamically. Like it actually increases receiving and exponentializes receiving, and it allows us to receive even more. And it makes greater everything that we have and everything that we be. So it's not about not having gratitude. But one of the things that's been just turned into such a wrongness in our world is this sense of that never enough is wrong. And what if that wasn't actually true? What if you could simultaneously desire so much more every day, beyond the mediocrity, beyond the mediocrity, beyond the lies and limitations of this reality, more, more, more every day, and have immense gratitude for everything you be, everything you've created, everything you have. Immense gratitude for all of that. What would that be like? And that's that to me, that, and then always too much, like always too much to spend. It's like, oh my gosh, how did I get so lucky? What would it be like if you could have that right now with your money? Like, so right now, just tap into your money, and you might have 50 cents and you might have 50 million. Like, what if it's just all an interesting point of view and a number that is not really relevant? And you could have this sense of, it's still not enough. It never will be enough. And what if you could also have this sense of, and I will always have too much to spend. I will always have more money than I can spend. So everywhere that you're bringing in lack and scarcity into your money reality to not allow you to create what's actually might be true for you in regards to this conversation, we just join and create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, online, puck, pod, shorts, boys, bands. Because scarcity, well, there's so many more things I can talk about there. We're almost at our first break. But scarcity is an energy that really kills creation. It really destroys creation, creativity. It diminishes dynamically. It's basically your point of view creates reality. So if you have the point of view that you have scarcity in your world, and it could be of money, but it could also be of time or of, you know, nurturance or whatever, anything that is scarce in your world, it diminishes the presence of whatever that is. If you have that point of view, you will create that as your reality. So even if you have 50 cents right now and you're like, I'm so grateful for this 50 cents. What else? What other money would like to come and play in my gratitude party? Totally different space of creation. So on that note, we are going to pause for a moment and take our first break. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and we'll be back in a moment.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at heathernichols.com. That's Heather at heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We're talking this week about money and creation and never enough and always too much and all these brain scrambly topics that just create a different possibility. That's one of the things that I love about having my brain scrambled by stuff is it's like, it actually just puts me into question. You know, if I can't wrap my head around something, if I can't understand something, I have to get curious. I have to go to question and I have to look from a different point of view. And in my life, that always creates more. And I'm really grateful for that reality. So let's see, where should we go from here? We were talking about, actually would love to go. This past weekend, I was in an absolutely phenomenal life-changing class with Steve Bowman and Chutissa Bowman, who are brilliant business people. They are Access Consciousness facilitators. They are Write Riches for You facilitators, which is a specialty class in Access Consciousness. And it was basically a wealth creation class. So I think it was called Creating Wealth Beyond Your Job. Really just some incredibly brilliant conversations about that and beyond. And one of the things that came up was this conversation about actually being a conscious, benevolent leader of your life. And what is that? And how does that play into this conversation of never enough money and always too much to spend? You know, if your reality is that you would like to always have more, you would like to have a life that is always greater, you would like to create a world that is always greater, and you would like to be receiving more and having more and creating more joy, more money, more with your business, more in every way. There's a way that, well, first of all, you have to be willing to go beyond, you know, just this reality and what the world tells you you're allowed to be by just even being willing to you know, show up as somebody who's willing to always ask for more, because that's not even, you know, that's not a popular point of view. That's not a popular position or request, really, in this world, is to be always asking for more. So you have to be willing to even just be like a disruption to this reality and the conversation of mediocrity and enough. You know, what is enough? Well, enough is just settling. You know, enough is, well, I'm happy enough, or I have enough money, or I'm, you know, I'm, it's good enough, or at least I have a roof over my head, or at least I'm not homeless, or whatever. But that's not a very inspiring conversation for many of us, even though we're told a lot from a lot of different angles that, you know, hey, if you have a roof over your head, shut the fuck up, you know, stop your complaining and be grateful. And then we're sort of like, okay, you know, but I'd like to actually have joy. I'd like to have play. I'd like to have delight. I'd like to have beauty. I'd like to have wealth. I'd like to have possibility. I'd like to have beautiful relationships, you know, all these things we'd like to have more of. And so one of the things is actually just being like starting to get clear of what is your reality, actually, like what is your, what's true for you? You know, what level of joy have you not been willing to ask for? What level of wealth have you not been willing to ask for? What level of possibility and creation have you not been willing to ask for? And what would it be like if you gave yourself the permission to start asking for it and to start choosing it and to start showing up in the world and in your world in such a way that you start to create that as your reality? And it requires a level of presence and a level of awareness and a level of commitment to your life and living and what you're creating that isn't very popular. You know, it might be intimidating to other people. It might be threatening to other people. It might be make other people wonder why the hell you're just so dissatisfied with everything. Or there's lots of different ways that this can, you know, that we can get judged for having that level of demand in our world for something really different. But when you're willing to actually to show up as the leader of your life, as the conscious, benevolent leader of your life, like totally aware all the time of what's going to create more, benevolent, wishing well for all. When you're being benevolent, you're actually wishing well for all. And what so many people forget with that word is that that benevolence actually includes you. Wishing well for all, that includes you. So if you're trying to change the world, save the world, whatever, contribute to the world, be something different in the world without, you know, having the money that you would like to have, having the joy that you would like to have, having whatever it is that you'd like to have that will never be enough, you can't actually be that difference in the world. You can't actually be an inspiration to other people. Like if you don't have enough joy, if you're not, like, if your life isn't such that you haven't created and chosen happiness and joy to the degree that you would like to have it, and you're trying to, like, do something different in the world, it's like, it's not really going to work. Like, you're the only person that you can change. Same thing with your money situation. If you'd like to have never enough money and always too much to spend, like this reality with money where it's ever increasing, ever expanding, this where you're like money is just available in your world and comes tumbling into your world all the time in different ways with from different revenue streams, different directions. If you're actually not willing to have that, and not willing to like really put both feet into your own life for the creation of that and the institution of that and actualizing that in your world and in the world, then it's not going to show up. And that's true. You know, you could apply any energy to this. So you could apply that to money. You could apply it to anything, happiness, creation, you know, what you want to be in your business, the reach you want to have, the beauty you want to have in your relationships, any of that. It's like you have to actually show up to go, okay, I don't care what it takes. I'm actually going to choose this. I'm going to be this. I'm going to lower my barriers to the world, to this reality, to everything I've decided is wrong or against me. And I'm going to show up to create this and have this as my life. So, and so to me, part of that's one of the huge changes that showed up in my world this weekend is to go, wow, you know, there's a level of that I've been willing to be present in the creation of wealth in my world. And there's a degree of wealth that I have created. And I realized this weekend in this class, like how much I was still sort of looking around me to go, well, you know, who else is going to create it with me? Who else is going to create it for me? Who else is going to, you know, like be part of this thing that I'm asking for? And even just this is sort of an interesting way of looking at it, but having the point of view that money comes from other people is an interesting point of view. I mean, yes, it can. And if you're not willing to be the source for the creation of money, if you're not willing to be the source for what institutes never enough and always too much to spend in your world, you'll never, like, the money that might come from other people, it won't come from other people. Like, it won't come. Right? You have to actually be an energy that is dynamic and present, like aggressively present, that actually is this energy in the world of, hey, I'm having this no matter what. And again, you can, you know, this is a money conversation, but you can really exchange anything with money, joy, happiness, health, you know, beautiful relationships, orgasmic living, you know, whatever it is that you'd like to have. If you're not willing to actually show up and acknowledge that you are the creator source for that in your life, that you are like, I'm here, I'm in, I'm going to do everything that's required, whatever it takes to create this, to institute this in my world, to have this as my reality. If you're not willing to have that, be that, choose that, it won't show up. It won't show up. There's nobody else that can make you wealthy. There's nobody else that can make you happy. There's nobody else that can, you know, create something different in your life if you're not willing to be the demand of that. And one of the energies, like, so this energy of being the demand, it's like, if we're not, you know, people talk about being like demanding of the universe. Like, I'm going to demand of the universe that money shows up. Well, guess what? The universe doesn't require demand. The universe is just benevolent and gifting and infinite and adores you if you'd be willing to have that as your reality. Your reality will show up as a reflection of your point of view. Your points of view, your judgments, your projections, your expectations, your separations, your rejections, your reality will show up as that, as a reflection of the what you project onto the world. That's what you see. It's literally like a movie screen. What you project is what you see. So if you project scarcity and lack, that is exactly what will show up. If you project never enough as a wrongness, that's what will show up. If you project, I'm never going to have enough, period, end of story, that's what will show up. If you project, never enough is my reality, because either there's always more, and I will also always have way, way, way more money than I can spend. Guess what? That will be the reality that begins to show up. But you have to step into that with both feet. Like, you actually have to go, okay, this, here, now, me, yes, go. I am the creator source of my life. I'm the conscious, benevolent leader of my life. I'm willing to gift this to me in a way that I haven't before. I'm willing to gift this. Like, what if you having wealth could actually be a gift to the world? Have you ever considered that? You know, in this world, wealth is a wrongness. It's something that's bad and horrible and awful and terrible. What if you having wealth is actually a gift to the world? What, and you could actually show up as a totally different possibility with that. What would you choose? What would you create? What would you change in the world? What would you, how would you show up in the world? If you're having never enough money and always too much to spend was a gift, what would that be like to go, yeah, hi, I'm here. I would like to have a different possibility with money. I would like to have a different possibility with receiving. I would like to have a different possibility, period. Okay, cool. When you show up as that, the world rearranges according to your points of view, according to the demands you make of you, according to the choices that you make for what you'd like to create. So everything that doesn't allow all of that to exist, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you be to have never enough money, never enough happiness, never enough joy, never enough creation, never enough orgasmic energy, never enough vitality, never enough health, never enough beautiful people in your life, and always too much to spend? Always more than you could ever get rid of, always more than you could ever spend. And everything that doesn't allow that, times a godzillion, will you destroy it and create it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, meons. So, and one of the key elements of this conversation, so it's like if you're willing to be the demand of you and to actually show up to create whatever it is that's required, that's a completely different energy. Now, the other piece of that is receiving. Receiving is a conversation that doesn't oftentimes come with conversations of money in this world and in this reality. Receiving is a space of being that allows you to have everything that you're asking for. So as you, you know, one of the things that this clearing, never, you know, what energy space consciousness can I be to have never enough money and always too much to spend? One of the things that it does is it actually goes into your world. It goes into the energy of you, like the energetic pathways. It goes into the consciousness of you, the space of you, and it rewires things. It changes things around. It starts to reorganize your receiving. And when you can receive more, well, it also starts to reorganize your being, because when you can be more, you can receive more. And when you can receive more, your money flows will go up and up and up and up. And to me, that is actually one of the, it's an essential conversation to the conversation of money and the creation of more money, is receiving more and being more. And so it's the place that I always look, actually, when I'm asking for more money in my world is, okay, what else can I be here? You know, what else can I receive and what else can I be that would allow what I'm asking for to show up? And so we are at our second break, but we will dive more into that conversation of receiving when we come back. So this is Heather Nichols. You're listening to Creative Beyond Reality Radio, and we'll be back in a moment.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a six-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world, facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're talking today about money and receiving and never enough and always too much and so many things as we do here on this show. Never a linear conversation to be had with me. So receiving, where we left off before the break, was really just about, hey, if you're going to have never enough money, like truly a reality where there's always more to be created, to be had, you know, money and always more than you can spend, there's a level of receiving, like a dynamic space of receiving, not a static space, not a, oh, I've arrived, I now receive. A dynamic space of receiving that needs to be present in your world and always expanding, that allows that to be your reality. And which also ties in to a dynamic space of being everything, being whatever's required, being any energy, being all energies, in the creation of more and greater. So, and one of the things that I really have had a look at recently and in the class that I was in this weekend with Stephen Chutissa Bowman is this sense of, wow, you know, receiving is something I've been looking at a lot. It's an energy that I've been playing with a lot, being and receiving in the conversation of, I mean, it's really where I, you know, as I said before the break, I really do sort of always go back there in the creation of my business and life and money flows. One of the things I didn't realize is that I had sort of decided that I could receive in a particular way. And this just, you know, when you get curious about this stuff and you're asking questions and you're asking for more, then you're going to have new awarenesses that you've never had before. And that's what's been going on with me, of like, wow, you know, there's a lot of places and spaces that I haven't been receiving from that I didn't even realize. Like, I thought I was really expanding my receiving and what I was willing to be, but apparently there was a whole world of stuff that I just hadn't looked at yet, which is fine, not a problem. When your reality is never enough and always more, then there's always going to be more. So there's going to be more awareness and choice and all that, more receiving. And one of the things that I looked at was just where I had sort of cut off my receiving from this reality. So from the world, you know, at large, from other people's points of view that I didn't actually really care to be privy to. You know, I don't really watch the news. And I'm not saying you got to watch the news in order to receive, but I've created a reality for myself where I'm sort of know, there's like a certain flavor of conversation that I enjoy having, which nothing wrong with that. And I've cut myself off in a lot of ways from the rest of the world. And it's not a wrongness. It's not something that I'm judging or going, oh my God, I'm so terrible that I've done this. In a way, it's been part of what I've, the brilliance of what I've created and how I've created. And what I realized this weekend is, wow, there's, you know, this one of the quotes, if I can remember it from the class, Steve Bowman just sort of speaks in quotes. I was just writing things down. But one of the quotes was, this reality has a lot to offer us, as long as we don't buy any of it. So this reality, this world, the limited reality, I mean, this reality, you know, from an access point of view, is basically just limited, the limitations of this world. Everywhere, you know, everything that says it has to be this way, it can't be that way, blah, 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 blah. This is how things go. There's no other possibility, period, end of story, right? That's this reality, right? The lies and the limitations. But it also includes, I mean, this reality also includes money. Like, that's where money exists. You know, it's like the reality of possibilities is more about awareness of energy and you know, like creation and consciousness. But the thing is that it also includes this reality. And one of the things that very much is a construct of this reality is money. Now, what is money? You could say money's paper, money's metal, money's numbers in a computer. That was made up and fabricated. Yes, it was. And a side note, the series on PBS, The Ascent of Money, is a brilliant, brilliant thing to watch if you want to have an awareness of sort of how, you know, how money was created in the world, the history of money. And it really was just created. It was like people that got together that went, okay, let's do this. You know, let's create this thing and we'll just loan money and we'll do this and we'll create. Commerce actually got just created by people's ideas, you know. And now here it is, our financial and monetary system. So, you know, that's a huge part of this reality is, you know, money exists in this reality, gets created in this reality, gets created through this reality. And I started to see, wow, I actually haven't been willing to receive much about this reality. Like, I don't want to read the news. I don't want to be part of these conversations. I'd rather talk about possibility. But what I realized is how much I was actually not willing to receive from this reality. Steve was telling a story in class about Gary Douglas, who's the founder of Access Consciousness, and there was this really horrible article that was written about Access Consciousness, and he said, you know, we were with them when it came out. I was with my wife Chutissa, and I were with Gary and Dane here, who's the co-creator of Access, when this article came out. And he said, we started reading it to them. And at one point, Dane said, no, stop. And Gary said, no. Keep reading this, because information creates awareness. And I realized in that moment, and in so many moments over this weekend, just how much I wasn't willing to actually receive the information that has tons of judgment in it. You know, there's a lot of crappy stuff out there. There's a lot of judgment out there. There's a lot of unkindness out there. There's a lot of anti-consciousness out there. There's a lot of intense shit out there in the world. And I realized how little I was actually willing to receive that and receive from it. Now, what does receiving mean? It doesn't mean much other than you just are willing to let it flow through your world. You're willing to perceive it. You're willing to be aware of it. And it doesn't mean you have to do anything with it. It doesn't mean you're stuck with it. It doesn't mean you have to make it your reality. It just means, oh, okay, now I'm aware of this. What else is possible? And I looked at that and went, wow, you know, if I was willing to actually receive, like be more in the conversation of this reality, like receive more from this reality, the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, just receive it, perceive it, be aware of it, have the information, how much more awareness could I have? And what else could I create? What financial reality could I create if I was willing to actually really show up and create in and with and through this reality in a way that I haven't been able to, or I haven't been willing to? I have been able to, but not been, I haven't chosen yet. And so that's been a really exciting conversation for me. Just going, wow, like I don't have to buy any of it. Like this reality has so much to offer. I don't have to buy it. Like if I read a news article or if I have a conversation with somebody and it's loaded with points of view, I don't have to buy it. I don't have to make that my reality. But it's good information to have that gives me more awareness of what else I can create. What else can I use to my advantage with the creation of what I'm, you know, what I'm creating in my life? It's not about taking advantage of people. It's just using information to create more. Because I know that I'm committed to creating more possibilities in the world. But if I'm spending my time and energy cutting a ton of it off, you know, cutting off this whole segment of this world that I've decided isn't palatable to me, what am I actually receiving? You know, am I actually willing to receive the money that I'm asking for? Am I actually willing to receive the wealth that I'm asking for, the reality that I'm asking for, the reach that I'm asking for? And what would it be like if I actually was just willing to lower my barriers to all of it and go, hey, there's lots of interesting points of view out there. There's lots of judgments and opinions, and I don't have to do anything with any of it. But if I have the information about it, I can actually have the awareness of how to include it in my world to create, or what I can create beyond it, or what conversations people in the world are having so that I can create different things in my business to address those conversations, all of that. It's like it gives me creative energy to receive more from the world, with the world, from this reality, from things that I would normally just throw up my barriers to. And so it's a really exciting conversation for me. And I'm so, it was fun when I put this show on the books, I knew I'd be doing it. I almost pre-recorded it. And then I was like, no, I want to do this live. I want to do it the day after this class with the Bowmans. And after 3 days of being in a conversation of wealth creation. And because I knew I would have totally different information, totally different awareness of what we could talk about today. And one of the things that I've created, and I love how this whole thing works, because I had no idea that this would be popping in my world, but starting next week, starting on October 16th, which I believe is Wednesday, maybe, I'm actually going to be doing another one of my 30 days of energy pulls, 30 days of receiving the money pulls. So we're actually doing energy pulls specifically with money and wealth and around this topic of receiving. What would it be like to create never enough money and always too much to spend? What would it be like to receive more dynamically than we ever have before? What would it be like to truly create the financial reality that we know is true? That we know is true, to show up as the conscious, benevolent leaders of our lives and go, I know that this reality is true, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to create it and to bring it to fruition. So this particular, an energy pull, if you don't know what an energy pull is, it's literally an energetic exercise that we do. It's an access consciousness tool that literally just allows us to receive. It actually is a turning up of our receiving. We actually go, hey, universe, here I am. This is what I'm creating. Bring it on. Let's play. Let's create together. And it changes the energy of what is showing up in your world. It brings new energies into your world. It clears old energies out of your world. I've been doing these every day for maybe 6 months now. And my money flows have like doubled in the past 6 months and just dynamically increased. My joy, everything that I'm being and creating in the world is like so much greater. These energy pulls have been amazing. And this particular set of pulls, it's very different. There's some different things we're going to be doing. We're going to be really playing with this conversation of receiving from this reality, including this reality in what you're asking for, what you're creating. We do like a little mini class every day before we do the energy pull. What is receiving truly that we've never considered it to be before? So you can join us at heathernichols.com/receive. It's very, very cheap. It's $225 for basically daily 20-minute classes and energy pulls with me. You kind of can't get me for that cheap anywhere else other than on the radio. And it's a different one. So I'm really excited to see where we go. You're invited to come and play. heathernichols.com/receive. 30 days of receiving the money pulls. And what would it be like if you could have truly never enough money and not to have that be a problem, and always, always way more money than you could spend, money tumbling into your world from all over. You engage with the world in a really different way, and possibilities just flowing in your life from everything that you be, everything that you're asking for, and everything that you're creating. I'd like to see that as a reality for you, if you would like to have it, and look forward to seeing what else we can create and where else we can go with it. Thanks so much for being here, everybody, and we'll be back next week with more.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding...